Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. You know, in verse 5 of Acts 15, there's a certain section of the Pharisees. They're believers, they're Christians, but they're Jewish. And they tell everyone, you need to be circumcised and keep the law of Moses. And this is in direct contrast, at least the latter portion, to what Paul was preaching in Acts chapter 13 in his message to Antioch and Pisidia when he says in verse 38, "Let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the forgiveness of sins, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." So what's there appears to be a conflict between what Paul is preaching in Antioch in Acts 13 and what the Pharisees are saying in Acts 15. But we could look at it like this. The Pharisees have come to faith in Christ through faith in Christ, but they're trying to maintain their Jewish side by keeping the law of Moses. So perhaps they would have looked at Paul's message in Antioch and said, he's right. Jesus justifies us where the law of Moses couldn't justify us, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't still try to keep the law of Moses. I think that's where the Pharisees are coming from. Not the law is the means of salvation, but that the law is a part of our salvation, and that once we've accepted Christ, we are to keep it. Through that lens, much of the modern church still peers. They still look through that lens of salvation by faith, grace by faith, but now that you're saved, you must do this and this and this if you want to be anointed, blessed, prospered, or plain and simple, if you want to be saved. If you want to be considered saved, then you need to do this. And I heard it my whole life. I was raised in a culture of the gospel of Jesus Christ was free, but your salvation took a lot of effort once you received it. And so we believed you could lose it. We didn't know exactly how you could lose it, but we believed it was a process by which you became cold-hearted and you sinned. And the more you did that, the especially if you sinned without asking for forgiveness for those sins, then you would be eternally lost, that there was no security. In fact, we mocked people that said you were eternally secure in Christ. We believed that there was no such thing as eternal security until you died physically, and then you were eternally secure. And we didn't say, well, now that you're saved, you need to keep the law of Moses, but I very well believe or remember that we taught that the Holy Spirit was there to help you keep that law, that the law was the expression of God. We would even say the law shows you what God looks like. I want to tell you this. The law does not show you what God looks like. The law shows you what you look like. God was perfectly fine with dealing with the children of Israel based upon the covenant of Abraham. It was Israel who preferred the law. It was Israel who preferred a king. God always gave them those things. The expression of God is not the law. The expression of God is Jesus. Jesus said, as long as I've been with you, have you not realized that if you see me, you see the Father? If God wanted to show you himself and he wanted to do it through the law, it would not have been necessary to bring Jesus into the mix. He already had an expression of himself that was ten commandments on tablets of stone. So the law is not the expression of God. Christ is the expression of God. So any command to keep the law in order to maintain your salvation is an insult to the picture of the Father that Jesus paints and promotes in his life. We'll finally make it to that Jerusalem Council tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.